Talk dirty to me.
Daddy.
Okay. Jonathan.
Dirty, 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 dirty.
Dirty deeds. Dirty, dirty deeds. Cheap. ACDC people.
Somebody so
if
dirty.
If you don't know them, go
shower.
Find them.
Ha ha.
Okay. And we are going to come in on.
This is comedy rock geek Mikey Mason of Best Game Ever and She Don't Like Firefly fame, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And today we're going to be looking at the band Ceasefire. They've sent us a couple of songs our way through Coral and Young Publicity Group. And the representative that sent it to us is Samuel Morris. So, Samuel, thank you for doing that. And Ceasefire, we appreciate you letting us listen to some of your songs. Out of the five songs that they sent us, three of the songs are from a previous EP entitled In the Dead of Night, and two of the songs are newer songs that are not been released except for as singles. And the song that we came in on, Joyride, is one of the new singles. Ceasefire is comprised of Ray Alexander, who's on vocals, Cameron Alexander's on guitar, and Anthony Hainsworth is on drums, and they want their music to be an expression of the human experience. They were formed in 2011 in Orange County, California, and they say their sound is a mixture of both classic and modern music, and it's a perfect mesh. So I'm assuming that that's classic is the classic rock going back to the 80s, 90s type era of music. 2013 is when they released their first EP, which was, I've already mentioned, In the Dead of Night. And it had the three songs that we are looked at from that is In the Dead of Night itself, I Want to Know, and Wake Up. And we'll be talking about those songs a little bit. We'll be leaving out with one of the other songs that's new for them called No Tomorrow. So we want to get fresh music out there for them and some of the audience members to hear their fresh music. If you want to hear the other three songs, you can go back and get their In the Dead of Night EP as well. But this EP was produced by Grammy-winning producer Josh Mosser, and also it was engineered by Grammy-nominated engineer Mark Needham. So it's cool that they were able to do that with those two individuals. Their music has been featured in episodes of The Hills, The City, The Real World on the Discovery Channel, and on, of all things, Lipton iced tea commercials. So, hey, that's getting them some money, so can't beat that.
Did not know Lipton iced tea had commercials, but
it does.
It does, but you got to watch TV first to see them.
Yeah. Which you're always on the computer reading a book.
I've actually been doing more actual physical books lately. But
really?
Which is good.
Yeah, that is really good.
Ceasefire itself, get back to them. In 2012, they won the Best Live Band at the OC Music Awards, which I'm assuming OC is Orange County. Mm. And then in 2014, they won the Alternative Album of the Year for the IMEA Awards. So that's kind of cool that they have those two caveats under their belts. Joyride is part of their new EP that's coming out in 2017. Not sure about No Tomorrow. I'm going to assume it's going to be on that EP, but no confirmation yet. So their EP, their working title for it is Peace, Love, and Reality. It might change before it actually gets released because, like they said, they are working on the EP right at the moment. But Joyride itself, the intro, what'd you guys think for something jumping into the Ceasefire as a group?
This one has maybe not the same feel, but the same theme as the Aladdin's Let Me Show You the World one.
Okay. How's that? Similar.
Let me take you places you've never seen, etc. Let me take you places you've never seen. Let me show you places you wouldn't go otherwise.
Okay, so you saw it as an Aladdin. It was taking you to different places. You can kind of see that. I can see it as a... Of course, a Joyride is kind of going to different places. And it doesn't... So it could be in a car or a magic carpet.
It was more car instead of the carpet thing. But I was talking about the theme, the going to new places to try and seduce the gal.
You gotta seduce the gal. Is that what he does in Aladdin? Okay.
I can't honestly remember. Possibly.
Seduces the princess. There you go. Okay.
It's been a while.
There's a new angle for Aladdin for all you Disney watchers.
I thought that was actually pretty much he does eventually manage-ish that.
True. I think they eventually marry in the Disney version. I don't know about the original Aladdin story.
The original Aladdin story probably doesn't have the song either.
True. What about you, Jonathan? What do you think of this being your first introduction, this Joyride for Ceasefire?
Come on, baby. Let's run away. Let's get in the car. Let's go. Like I was saying earlier, I can see this like in a runaway scene on a TV montage. You know, let's get in the car. Let's go. Come on, baby.
Okay. And I saw definitely, you know, pure and simple Joyride. They're getting into the car and just joyriding around, having fun. I love the drop at the very beginning because it goes up and up and then it just gives a little pause and boom, right into the music again. And I think it was M83. Is that the group's name?
I would not know.
That does that a lot with the drops and everything that we liked.
You probably have much better luck with April on remembering such information, but...
Well, I think that was... They had the soundtrack to Oblivion.
Huh.
Remember when we looked at that? That was before Jonathan's time.
Really? Wow.
Yes, it was.
I'm a newbie, people. I'm a newbie. Hi.
And I thought he was pretty much the oldest one that still frequently shows up, except for us two.
I was going to say that would be you.
Or,
well, this was done in Dutch City when we did Oblivion, but it is M83.
Oblivion, so. Was that long ago?
Yep, it's that long ago. Huh. It doesn't feel like it, does it? But that's what that drop reminded me of, is in their music, they have a lot of those musical drops. And it was just a feel-good song. You're just going along, just having fun. Right. Let's see. Lyric-wise, you know, it's basically, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, let's have some fun. Trust in me and we'll go have some fun.
Yeah.
The thing that I liked about this song was that the lyrics were so clear. And they weren't muddled like they...
Can be.
Yeah, like some can be.
Right.
But this one was not. And you could understand what they were saying. Okay. And,
true. Yeah. The next song we'll talk about, we're going to talk about the three songs that are from the previous EP and save No Tomorrow for the last one, since we're going to go out on that. And it's a newer song for them as a single. But Wake Up is the next song we're going to talk about. It's actually the third song that was sent to us in order of how we received them and listened to them. It's more of like a ballad. It slows it down. It's
pretty much all chorus.
That's what you said. It was pretty much all chorus, not much on the lyric side. And sometimes that's how songs are. They hit on the chorus more than the lyrics. This one had a hard bass beat, even though it was a ballad type song. So you still have that hard driving ring. But one of the things I liked about it is the keyboard that came in, it almost sounded like rain.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a neat effect that they had with the keyboard. So I don't know if that's what they were going for, but to me, that's, you know, just the keyboard with the single notes kind of dropping in, it kind of sounded like rain dropping. And to me, we kind of talked about this a little bit before the show. It's kind of like a relationship song.
Yeah.
Make up your mind what you want.
That's what I got.
That's
Well, kind of. What I got was
the indecision is killing me. Come on.
Right. What's wrong with this relationship? Tell me. And they have another song like that, too. But you came up with a little bit different slam.
Yeah, I came up with Take Me Back, Baby.
Yep, so that was one where, yeah, it was okay. It could work that way, too.
Yeah.
So, but it's basically, it is a ballad, and it's about a relationship. But it surprised me. I enjoyed this one as well as the EP as a whole. It was really enjoyable.
There's not a lot of...
Or music.
There's not a lot of these kind of songs that... You know, I enjoy, but these ones were something that I know that I can listen to over and over and over again.
I like a bit more verse to the songs. So the other ones were pretty good. This one,
this was your least favorite?
Yeah.
This one, I mean, I really liked it. I didn't care if there wasn't that many verses in it. I know that it got kind of repetitive.
Right. But I think that's where Logan's coming in with that.
I think it's
not even that quite, because... Even with just two bits of verse, the I'm Blue song still has a pretty good verse ratio, as in it actually has some verse. This one, not so much.
So it was mainly chorus, so repetitive, right?
Yeah, but you could have said the repetitive thing about I'm Blue, but that still has enough verse to... Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Go ahead, Jonathan, before we cut you off.
Whatever. Sorry.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry about that.
This one was one to me, the verse, lyrics, not just verse, lyrics. That's not what captured me. It was the instrumentals.
Yeah. So I was going to say that too, because they had that nice little drum solo at the end.
It was the drums.
The drums and the keyboard, and that's what I really enjoyed about it. The lyrics for me... are only, like, for me, when it comes to music, it's half and half. If the lyrics are good, then the music has to be good with it. But if the music is good, then the lyrics are kind of, can be decent enough to where you can stand it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And that's how you enjoy your music. And the lyrics are cherry on top.
I consider lyrics one of two ways. They're either good in verse and all that, the content of the lyrics, or they're either that or good in tone. Like, they could be saying Corabaneveon instead of whatever the actual words are, and if they did it in the right tone, then it would work just fine.
That was a new one.
So it's more the musicality, not necessarily words. Okay.
One or the other, basically.
Okay. The next song that was sent to us that we're going to look at or talk about briefly is In the Dead of the Night. And then I want to kind of combine the other one, too, I Want to Know. And the reason I'm combining these two is because the lead singer, I think it was, who did they say? Ray? He has a David Bowie feel when he's singing these songs, both of them. I didn't get it quite as much as the other songs that we listened to, but these two definitely a David Bowie feel. So I wanted to kind of combine the two to get that out there so I didn't have to repeat myself. I will teach you at some point.
Have you ever seen The Labyrinth?
No.
It's in The Labyrinth, but we'll get there eventually. This one, again, In the Dead of the Night, has another drop in it. And again, I like the drops. That's kind of cool. But this one kind of takes you out into... Once you come out and kind of play type feel tonight, you know, it talks about being in Tokyo, it talks about being in New York and running with your feet off the ground and head in the clouds and on the bridges on some of this, going back to like the drops we talked about in M83, this has a dubstep in the bridge, which is definitely a little bit of M83 style too. So
M83.
The Oblivion
we'll
soundtrack.
We'll show you
people.
Later. We'll get you there. We'll get you there, Jonathan.
Remember from the first song. They're the Oblivion soundtrack people.
Okay. We'll get you there. Well, that's after hours. No. we'll get you there. Don't worry about that. We'll show you some of their stuff later, and you'll kind of see where we feel that at. Your two thoughts about this particular song, if you want to mention anything real fast before we do the next one.
This song for me felt, because he was talking about a lady calling him, so it felt to me like he was happy that she was calling him at this late at night. and he'd go through whatever. Right? he'd go through whatever to get to her. So, like, I understand where you were coming from when you were saying traveling.
Right.
But I still stand by he will go through whatever to get to her to help her with whatever she needs, even if it's a booty call, you know.
Yeah.
Or especially, whichever.
Or especially if it's a booty call, you know.
Yeah, gotta drop everything for that. Oh, yes.
Well, it reminds me of that.
We're animals. I'll admit it, ladies. We're animals.
It reminds me of a lot of Facebook videos where they're texting their girlfriends or whatever, and they're driving, and they go, "Baby, I'm alone, and I'm horny." Then you see that guy and the car, like, doing, like, a complete donut and speeding. So, this is what it kind of feels like.
Okay.
Well, admittedly, I don't go on Facebook much, so it makes sense that I've never seen one of those.
But. Huh. Yep, a big huh. The other song that they sent us, that was David Bowie-esque, is I Want to Know. And this one, for me, it had a fuzzy electronics guitar feel to it. So that, you know, that was all right. But again, it's a David Bowie feel to me all the way through it again. And to me, this one was about whether it's a lady or a guy telling their significant other, saying, "Are we through or what?" And the very last part of the song is three words that are we through. So they're basically want to know what's going on. Give me, you know, don't keep me in limbo. But then I had when I was listening to it, I think the second or third song time through, I was like, this could kind of have an interesting flip to it, because it's talking about the musicality of it and everything. It's kind of, you know, they reference Silver and not being himself at night. So it was like,
Vampires
or werewolves. You know?
I got you on the vampires. Yeah, I got you on the vampires. Because nowadays, anytime you watch vampires, you know, originally it was werewolves who had the weakness to Silver. But apparently now vampires have a weakness towards Silver.
It'll slow them down.
So
I thought that was the certain types of wood and wildflowers.
Well, silver will slow down a vampire. It won't kill them, per se.
But it'll make them weak.
Yeah. But werewolf, that's silver's still definitely bullet. What kills him. Yep, silver bullet. Mm-hmm. But that's just where it led to when I started looking at Silver and being himself at night.
I don't think I recall anything about vampires and Silver, though.
You've never seen True Blood, then.
True.
Well, he hasn't.
Wait, I think I saw half of an episode with you, but there was a different one that I watched like 2.5 episodes with before going.
Well, if you watched it, you'd remember, because it's chock full of sex.
Yeah. The books are more decent than the TV
show. That's what I've heard. They're not as bad as the TV show.
Yeah, that's what I said, half an episode. So basically, yeah.
That was enough. Okay, the last song we're going to talk about is No Tomorrow. It's going to be the one we leave out on as well. But this one kind of has an opening, kind of like, oh, oh, oh.
Lion King.
You went to Lion King. I don't know if you went anywhere, Logan, if you did or not.
The fact that I just listened to Shred Kelly with Mom on the way to Garden earlier, one of their songs had a lot of that in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shred Kelly's a callback. We had those on an episode once.
Yeah. I'm not even going to ask because you guys are going to know what I'm going to ask.
Probably other ones with that type
of. Right. Well, my callback was a little bit older than you guys. I don't know why, but it was to Baltimore's Tarzan Boy.
I'm not going to ask.
Because that comes in with, oh. So that was like, oh, that's really similar to what they're doing in No Tomorrow. So that connected with me real fast for the 90s, I think, is when it came out. So I was like, cool, all right. And this song is basically them saying, there might not be a tomorrow, so don't get discouraged. You know, only think about today. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Though starts right after somebody supposedly saw the future through an airplane window.
So. Evidently. Or it could be like Qui-Gon Jinn. Live in the moment. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what's in the future, because...
Bang, you could always call the plane the TARDIS.
True. But and it's kind of like you said, with the plane and everything, is that, you know, they fly away in the eyes of fear, I think, were some of the lyrics that I wrote down here. So it's one of those, if don't get scared about tomorrow. Yeah. Don't let that bring you down. Just live today. It'll take care of itself. What you're doing today will help you to achieve what you're wanting to do tomorrow. That's kind of how I took this song. So, you guys, anything different than on your end of the stick?
Yeah, not really. Mainly the just take it as today. This is today. This is where you are. We saw the future. It scared us. Don't worry about the future. Just go on.
For me, it felt like another kind of like another breakup song. But that was just me because, you know, they were saying it's okay. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Find somebody new or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Okay, I can see that as a possibility. Not what I interpreted it, but I can see where
kind of maybe
because you don't want to be scared about what's going to happen tomorrow in a relationship sometimes too. So that's cool. I can get behind you on that one. Different interpretations. And you said you pretty much heard what I heard, Logan?
Yeah, the don't worry about tomorrow, live in the moment. Tomorrow was a bit spooky and thinking about it rooted us to the ground. So relax.
Relax. Go do it. But never mind. Frankie goes to Hollywood. Relax. Dropping a lot of references in here. If you guys don't know them, go check them out on YouTube. Good songs. Good songs. Let's see. We're going to jump off into some tweets here. Sweet for everybody. Tweets. And we have the first one. We have a tweet from Bianca Rose. She just wanted to send her thank you out to us for supporting her with one of her singles, through the Project Light Company, and the single was Because of Love. She did a nice job with that, and they just want to thank us for their support, and we appreciate them still sending us stuff to go through. The next one is just a shout out to another website that has featured us. This time it's from one in the Philippines. It's philippines.liketimes.me. They featured one of our podcasts on there, on a bunch of other podcasts that they kind of say, check these out, you know, and it's kind of movie based. They picked up our Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and had their patrons, I guess you would call it, check that podcast out. So we appreciate them doing that for us and giving us a little bit of a love on that one. So thank you very much for doing that. I also want to say thank you to Ceasefire and Samuel Morris of Coral and Young Group for sending us the love with the Ceasefire music that they sent to us to listen to. As we said, three of the songs are from their previous EP called In the Dead of Night. We had a couple of songs that were newer. The intro was Joyride. The outro would be No Tomorrow. These, I believe, will be on their upcoming EP, No Guarantees. Currently, the working title for the EP is Peace, Love, and Reality. And they're hoping to get that out in 2017, but no concrete dates yet. So we want to say thank you to both of them for sending us the music our way. We enjoyed it. I think as a whole, all three enjoyed the music.
Yep.
Enjoyed it. It was, even though some of the songs were slow, they still had kind of an upbeat feel. Mm-hmm. So that was, I definitely love the upbeat type singles. So definitely check them out. Their website is ceasefiremusic.com. And Ceasefire Music is all one word, of course. But you can go and check out their music there. With their previous EP, In the Dead of Night, it's only a digital download. So libraries that are out there, public libraries, if you have a way of catching digital downloads, you can go ahead and put it into your collection. For an individual collection, if you like the 80s, 90s type music, I think you'll enjoy Ceasefire. It's got that electronical pop rock beat to it. Classic rock is what they kind of mention it. So I think you would enjoy their music if you would check them out. So if you'd support them, I'm sure they would be appreciative of that. That's going to do it for us this go around. We've been having fun visiting about Ceasefire. Hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.